Fear from the spread of the coronavirus is now impacting sport fishing season. As KCBS and Chronicle Outdoors editor Tom Steenstra says, the season is, quote, dead in the water. And for more, Tom joins us live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline. So, Tom, connect the dots for us. Why fishing season?
Well, the problem is the boat ramps and too many people and too small of a space in the back of a boat. It's like my friend Tom Matouche said, somebody catches a big salmon, somebody's got to net it, and you get too close to each other. So you can't practice social distancing. And sport fishing is not considered a necessity right now in our community, especially on party boats. So this week, they just shut down all of the boat ramps at Half Moon Bay, Pillar Point Harbor, Santa Cruz, Moss Landing, and Monterey, and closed all sport fishing operations from San Diego north.
Tom, how big is the sport fishing industry here in Northern California?
Oh, it's huge. It's incredible. Just amazing numbers of people go fishing up and down the coast. Tomorrow was supposed to be the opening of our deep sea fishing season for rockfish, cabezon, and lingcod. Instead, no boats will go out. On Saturday, it's the opener for the Monterey Bay salmon season, and a week from Saturday for the Bay Area coast. All those are shut down.
So, Tom, give us a good alternative here. Are there other fish biting that wouldn't require our being on a boat together?
Yeah, it's very interesting because it's kind of like a crazy patchwork quilt across California. You know, Clear Lake is shut down completely. So is Lake Sonoma. And yet Shasta Lake boat ramps are open. So is the Sacramento River. In the Bay Area itself, Berkeley Marina boat ramp is open. Loch Lomond in San Rafael for San Pablo Bay is open. And yet Oyster Point in South San Francisco is closed. And so you really have to do your detective work. But if you have a boat, it gives you an option to get out. And the best situation is to only have people on board that are under the same roof. That's the way to go right now.
Do you think this is going to impact the commercial fishing season?
That's the big question. The Pacific Fisheries Management Council will set the seasons in the first week of April. I think the date is by Friday, April 10th. And the general feeling I'm getting is that the commercial season will be a go. And that's because most of the boats are operating with just one or two people on board. And so you're not looking at a problem with social distancing there. When they offload their catches on the dock, they use these big hoists with big boxes of fish. There's a way to handle that, too, without violating the shelter-in-place order.
You know, it is sort of ironic, Tom. You've got this wide open space that is the Pacific Ocean out there. And yet when it comes down to this particular sport, you're putting people on a boat together.
That's right, and especially when the fishing is really good, and we're looking at a great salmon season this year. You know, the numbers that are forecast are fantastic, the best year in over 10 years. And so what happens, though, you get a full boat, and you can get 15 people in a real small radius when the fish start biting, and it's just not safe. But on the good side, those fish will still be out there.
Well, always great to talk to you. Tom Steenstra is the KCBS and Chronicle Outdoors editor.